Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And we got our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. We always get smarter when Lee joins us. He's the principal and the founder of Keeping the People, Inc. He's the author of a number of books, including his latest, which is called Re-Engage. And he's one of our engagement experts. Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Lee. You know, Lee, in the previous interview, I talked to a guy named Tom Rieger about fear, how fear has become pretty, in the last 3 years, it's really gotten out of hand in the workplace. And you and I've talked a lot about engagement, but it seems to me before you can get people to be engaged, before you can get them to respond to engagement strategies, you got to get rid of fear. What do you think?
Well, I think so too. I think we need to drive fear out of the workplace, but it's pretty hard to do in these times because, first of all, people are afraid for their jobs. And people worry about, you know, am I going to have a job next year or next month? And so that's probably the baseline fear that a lot of people are thinking about. And I think the way we deal with that is you communicate to your people what the plan is for the success of the organization going forward in very clear, specific terms. And then you challenge them, help us come up with ideas so they can be more successful and present those ideas going forward.
It's amazing. It's amazing what a direct, authentic conversation from the leader of the organization can have on a team, isn't it?
Absolutely. Of course, this is what Best Buy did. You know, when Best Buy was first experiencing the recession in 2008-2009, the CEO went out to all employees and said, we want your ideas. This is a serious situation. We could be really affected by it the way Circuit City was affected.
Right.
And
They didn't look at what happened to Circuit City and say, wow, we must be a lot better than them. They said, you know what? This could happen to us if we don't watch out.
Yeah, that's called reality-based leadership.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, here's the unvarnished situation. I'm not going to try and pull the wool over anybody's eyes. We're not going to go into our bunker as a group of senior leader teams and as a team and try and figure out what the answer is. We're going to go to our employees and say, you guys got a lot of ideas. You're facing the customers every day.
Yeah.
And so what do you see as an opportunity to cut costs or create more income?
There's one thing about it. When employees feel like they're part of the solution, when they feel like the company needs them, that request of them to help, to let them know in on what's going on, and to let them know that you don't have all the answers and you need help with them. Just that practice right there does an awful lot to getting rid of fear, doesn't it?
Absolutely, but the ego of the senior leader is gets in the way. You know, we have to have all the answers. You know, that's what we're paid the big bucks for, is to go into our little room and figure out what the answer is and then pronounce it to the employee.
Lee, when in December of 08, after the crash of the financial markets, I have some young employees. I mean, I was 08 was my 07 and 08 were my seventh recession. I had some employees working for me who'd never been through one in their life, and just pups. And I could tell they were a little skittish. And so I went in there sometime the 1st of December, and we all sat down, everybody in the company sat down, and I said, guys, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have the answer. But here's all I can tell you. This is my 7th one of these to go through, and I made it through the other ones, if that's worth anything to you. Yeah. And it seemed to make a difference.
Well, I'm sure it did, Jim. I think you probably did the right thing. But just to finish the Best Buy story, they had 900 employees send in ideas that actually produced new revenue or cut costs, and they rewarded every one of those employees with some kind of financial reward in proportion to the savings they got from those ideas.
And at a time when consumer confidence is down and spending is down, Best Buy still in business. It's a good story. The book is called Re-Engage, and the author is Lee Branham, B-R-A-N-H-A-M. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.